Dollars and Cents is on 96.9 Boston Talks.
It's the third segment of Dollars and Cents here on a beautiful Sunday in July.
Trivia time.
It is trivia time. But before we get to trivia, let me tell you about a special report that we've put together that we want to make available to all of our WTKK listeners, all of our Dollars and Cents listeners, I should say.
Correct.
What, you want to tell them about it?
Yes, it's a report on mutual fund basics, the basics, just exactly what we're talking about today. Lots of great information about mutual funds. So please, you know, go to our website and, you know, send us an email and we'll send you off that report.
Yeah, all you have to do is go to our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. You just go to the website, you plug it in, if you put in your name and say, send me the report, and we'll get it off to you. No questions asked, very simple. Don't worry, I'm not going to follow up. We're not going to call you. We're not going to bug you. We just send this stuff out. It's as a courtesy to our listeners. But also as a courtesy to our listeners is our weekly trivia contest. And we have partnered with the North Shore Music Theater in Beverly, Massachusetts, to be able to give our listeners two tickets to the opening celebration performance of Annie, which opens next Tuesday and Wednesday at the North Shore Music Theater. These two tickets include great seats. You'll be there as part of the press. So there, you know, it's the red carpet treatment. You'll get just see the great experience. All the press is there. This is the night where the show is all about impressing all of the people that write in the area, magazines, radios, TV stations, etc., so that they can have their reviews written about the show. In addition, for those of you to call in, we'll also throw in a couple passes to the Broadway Club, which we sponsor there, and maybe we'll see you there. We'll give you an opportunity to win some additional stuff. There's food, etc. You'll have a great time. So, once you get the phone number, 617-822-1969, and I'm going to offer up the question right now. The question relates to mutual funds. And last week we talked about the fact that there were 27,000 mutual funds. Well, you know, mutual funds started with one. My question for you is, what was the year in which the first mutual fund was introduced in the United States? What was the year when the first mutual fund was introduced in the United States? Our phone number here is 617-822-1969 or #969 on your Verizon wireless device. We want you to call in. You have an opportunity to win those two tickets. So while we're waiting for the phones to ring and our whole board to fill
Usually lights right up.
It'll light up like a Christmas tree in a minute. Let's go back. We talked, Marion, about mutual funds here, and we talked about the fact that there was professional money management was one reason why people buy mutual funds.
Right.
Another reason was diversification. But the third and fourth reasons, one of them was the fact that you can make small individual payments. You know, you don't have to put in $10,000 or $20,000 or even $200,000 into a mutual fund. You can put in small amounts of money. You can put in $1,000 or $500. You can put in all sorts of money, all sorts of amounts. So that's one of the great benefits. The other thing is liquidity. You see, here what happens in the mutual fund world is you can always guess. You can always get at your money when you want it in a mutual fund. There are a few that have some restrictions on them, but for the most part, you have the opportunity to have access to your money whenever you want. So mutual funds offer those four great things. Number one, professional money management. Number two, diversification. Number three, small payments. And number four, liquidity.
And that's the small payments are very important, particularly in 401k for 401k providers, because typically you're investing a little bit out of each and every paycheck. So when that money goes into your 401k, you want to invest in a variety of different mutual funds typically. And in that case, you want a little bit to go into each fund. So it's very important to know to be able to invest small amounts into a mutual fund.
That's right. Well, folks have been starting to call in with answers to our question.
Always excited.
To our trivia question. It's great to see the board light up. It's great to see that people are actually listening.
Yep.
And when we go to you, if you do have a question about personal financial planning or anything else, please feel free to ask us at that time too. Let's first go to Sharon, who's sitting in Hull. And Sharon, do you have an answer to us for our trivia question?
I don't think it's a very good answer.
Okay. Well,
but I'm
like
say...
Go ahead.
I'm going to say 1984.
1984 was the first mutual fund. No, I'm sorry, Sharon. It happened a lot longer time ago than that. I started in the business in 1991, and at the time, I think there were 2,000 or 3,000 mutual funds already. But nice try, though. Did you have a question for us at all?
No, that was it.
That's quite all right. Well, thank you for calling,
Sharon.
Appreciate it. All right. Let's see. We've got another caller here. Glenn, how are you today, Glenn?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. You got an answer for us?
Are you in traffic, Glenn?
Yeah, I'm in traffic. 1927 MFS.
Well, you've got the fund company right. You have got the fund company right, but that's not quite the date. You were very close, but that's not quite the date. So thanks for asking anyways, Glenn. We appreciate it. Thanks for trying. All right, one more person we're going to go to. Let's go to Joe in Waltham. Joe, how are you today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Joe. You got the answer for us?
I'm going with 1924.
And do you remember who the fund company was?
That I don't.
That's all right. We're not going to hold that against you. But if you were listening, the guy mentioned the guy just before you, I think his name was Glenn, mentioned the right fund company. But that is the correct answer. 1924 was the year in which the mutual fund was introduced to the United States. It was 1928 when it became available to the general public to purchase. It was available for institutional purchases in 1924. So, Joe, you are our winner of this week's trivia question. I'm going to keep you on hold. Mike's going to take your information, and we'll take it from there. Congratulations. All right. So thank you all for all you folks that have called in here today. If you do have questions on mutual funds or would like us to address anything about your personal financial situation, please don't hesitate to give us a call, 617-822-1969. So, Marion, one of the things that we had been talking about here before the show was the fact that a lot of folks use Morningstar as a tool for evaluating mutual funds, and Morningstar is about to roll out something pretty new here, a new way of evaluating mutual funds. Anything you might like to tell us about that?
That's right. Well, so actually, Morningstar actually already rolled it out. They at the beginning of this year, so it's been out for about 6 months. So those of you who are familiar with Morningstar, and most, when you receive information about mutual funds, particularly from your 401k provider or whoever you might be investing with, very frequently, they will refer to Morningstar because they are the premier mutual fund analysis shop. So most people have subscriptions to Morningstar and use them. But they have a star system where they rank mutual funds from anywhere from 1 star, meaning not so great, to 5 stars, which means fantastic.
Fantastic in the future or fantastic when?
Yeah, so that's the key. When Morningstar does the analysis and looks at all the and comes up with their rating system, this is all historical information that they look at. So a fund might have been fantastic over the past 4 or 5 years. However, that's hard to know. You know, it's hard to know what's going to happen going forward. So Morningstar understood this and they developed a new rating system that says that looks at what they expect to happen in the future. And in this case, what they did, rather than a star system, they actually have terminology for it. They have a gold, silver, bronze rating system. So they're looking now and they're trying to predict how this mutual fund is positioned and what will happen going forward. It's still too early to tell whether or not this is.
Yeah, no one really knows.
That's right.
And so,
it's their opinion.
It's another piece of data for you to use to evaluate information. That's really all it is. Hey, we just got a call from somebody that wanted us to repeat the answer to the trivia question. The trivia question to the fund that was the first fund purchased in America, established in America, was established in 1924, and it was established by MFS. That's Massachusetts Financial Services. Based in Boston, that's right. And they are moving their offices to, I understand, a very beautiful facility. It's over where the old Bain Capital actually used to be.
Oh, great.
They are moving it there, and MFS has been one of the great fund companies here in Massachusetts. In fact, their motto is that they are the oldest mutual fund. So, a great fund company. Let's actually can we go to the phones for a second, Mike? We can go to the phones. All right, well, go to Paul in Quincy. Paul, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, thanks. What's
great.
Up?
You were just talking about old funds. I wonder what your feelings were on the Wellington Fund. That started way back in the 20s. I was wondering what you think about that. That might still be the oldest one in existence, right?
No, well, MFS's fund is the oldest fund that's out there. Wellington was one of the first, one of the top 10 funds that falls into that oldest category. I was actually looking them up last night. But Wellington Fund has been around for a very long time. It's a great balanced fund, and it has always held on to maintain a fabulous reputation in this industry decade after decade.
And Wellington is also based in Boston. They're a great management shop.
That's right. And I think it's Vanguard that distributes the Wellington Management Fund on a retail basis.
Correct.
All right. Any other questions on Wellington?
Nope, that'll do it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for calling. All right. And Marion, I just wanted to think about this whole Morningstar thing again, because one of the mistakes we see people coming into us with is that they'll bring in their portfolios that they've owned, and they'll say, well, hey, I bought this fund because it was a great 5-star fund. This was a great 4-star fund. Or we'll make a recommendation and show them a mutual fund, and it only has 2 or 3 stars. And we tell stories as to why sometimes these 2 or 3-star funds might make sense when a 4- and 5-star fund may not. So when we get back from our next break, we will explain to you why sometimes those 2- and 3-star funds may be well worth the purchase when the 4- and 5-star funds may be something worth looking elsewhere with. We are Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on 96.9 Boston Talks.